I think our guys enjoyed it today. We had some big runs today, which is a different feel for us. It's without pads, it seems the holes close up a lot quicker, and it seemed like those holes were a little bigger today. You saw there were some explosive plays, and that's what we're looking for.
Competition gets a little different when they actually can block them as opposed to stand next to them.
Correct. I mean, our guys are getting aggressive because it's been so long. It's been since January since we've had the pads on. I think they've been waiting for this.
What's your impression of Brock in the first 3 games?
He's done a good job, you know, with what we're doing mentally, physically. You can see the improvement with his arm trajectory. We're going to keep working on just his ability to expand the horizon as how far he can take it. He's working a lot at the line of scrimmage, which is good. It's, you know, different from what he did last year. We huddled a lot more with him. Now he's a little more comfortable. As, hey, I'll go on the ball. It's not a problem for me. Right. You know, we try to let them be aggressive, but if you're having one of those practices where there's a lot of incompletions going on, Coach Knapp does a great job of, hey, we need to get some completions. And we do everything as situational predicated. So we're giving them down and distance every play. So if it's 2nd and 3 and we're calling a shot play and it's not there, we'll get to the check down, make sure we get the first down and move on. And once we start getting completions, okay, then that guy's confidence starts going on. Hey, now I'll be a little more aggressive, you know, take a shot down the field.
How do you think Julius Thomas has handled the adversity he's gone through here in that?
He's done a great job of just getting himself back out here. It seems as though he's at full strength. I haven't asked him, hey, how do you feel or anything. He doesn't say anything. He just keeps working. And he's making progress. And he's learning the offense. And I think he's meshing well with that group.
How has Ronnie Hillman been doing as a starter and taking advantage of that opportunity?
He's done a good job. You know, it's a different deal from the position he was in last year because we were very selective in what we did with him. Now, you know, the whole book's open. And the adjustments you have to make at the line of scrimmage, it's not easy. And he's working hard trying to make sure that he's accountable to his teammates. And he's done a good job so far in these first few practices.
Hillman busted a couple today in practice. But is that what you look for, is speed in these running backs? And is it good to have that speed?
Absolutely. We're looking for explosive runs. When we run the ball, we're looking for that 10-plus gain. That's how we're going to really put pressure on the defense. It's going to open up the pass game. We'll start getting those linebackers coming up in the line of scrimmage on play actions, and then we'll take shots down the field.
What's been your impression with the rest of the running back group?
As a group, those guys have done a good job as far as stepping up, picking up protections. We've had fewer busts. We've made some adjustments in our protections just to make sure, hey, let's start off and make sure that we're sound in what we're doing. And I think these guys are taking to that, and they're doing a good job as far as, hey, we're not going to be the guy making the mistake. If we get beat physically, that's what happens. But mentally, we're not going to get beat.
How's Monte faring so far, particularly in pass pro?
I think he missed a couple today, but the thing that we keep looking for is just make sure that he's sticking his nose up in there, trying to make the contact. And then what Coach Stoudsville's done is he'll take him aside, he'll work on him, we'll work more with the linebackers in one-on-one. You know, it's a process. You know, it's not going to be an easy thing where we just, you know, step in there and he's going to be able to dominate linebackers as a rookie. It's going to have to take some time, and he's going to keep working on it. We got a lot of training camp practices left.
Early impressions of Tavares Keith?
He's done a good job. You know, I mean, we didn't get to see a ton of him during the spring. He's, you know, made some big plays down the field. He's catching the ball, you know, fairly consistently. He's done a good job as far as not being the guy that we've been calling out, hey, you need to fix this, you need to do this. He's stayed in his book, obviously, this summer to make sure he's not a guy making mistakes.
Okay, thank you, Coach Goose.